Hello and good morning. Let me start by saying that I am extremely lucky. No, I didn't win the lottery. After all, I don't even buy a ticket. Nor did I figure out in the latest Queen's Honor List. Of course, I have absolutely no reason to hope that I would. No, none of that. The only reason I feel lucky is that I didn't fork out a fortune to book a summer holiday. And then, lo and behold, I could not have enjoyed a better and more warm and sunny holiday than I'm having in our own garden. So there, smug as I am, I'm basking in the sun, looking at our parched lawn and withering plants with the forlorn hope that rain will eventually come, and praying that it will do so sooner rather than later. Right, so that's me. And, of course, my wife. But how about you? Well, some of you may already be in Ibiza, or Magaluf, or Ayia Napa, or any of these spots, hosting youth heavily fueled with drugs and alcohol, and, of course, a desire to live by night and sleep by day. So, not you? You're not among them? Then thank God for that. Well, maybe you have passed the hormone-filled ages of youth and are now enjoying a quiet rural setting or a pleasant beauty spot somewhere with your family. Then well done. Your money is well spent, even though you could have enjoyed the sun in your own back garden. But whichever way it is, the summer months will soon pass, and the schools and colleges will commence, or recommence, with the promise of a more orderly period within the usual annual cycle of work, play, work, and so on. Perhaps adding the odd relax a bit to fit in somewhere. But the news we have recently is not that encouraging. And here I refer to the news lately that there is a noticeable increase in cases of groping, rape, and other sexual assaults on campuses around the world. America seems to be in the forefront, and at least a quarter of college girls have been subjected to such acts of personal encroachment. And yet, only 1 in 10 of them actually bother to file a report. I would imagine that a similar picture may be disclosed in Britain's colleges if a similar survey is carried out. But what makes me so concerned about this matter, you may ask? My answer is that I have such a deep regard and respect for youth and all what youth entails. There are certain qualities in youth that are lost or become seriously faded as we grow up. And if my age taught me anything, is that time goes so fast, and we could easily lose opportunity and some of our faculties while hardly noticing it until it is too late. Because the decline in the vigor and enthusiasm of youth happens rather gradually and imperceptibly. And just as important, it is the interaction between males and females and the working together that can produce the excellent results of a balanced and mutually respectful society. Just imagine how much more lovely it will be if girls are not fearful of being subdued or humiliated or assaulted in any way. How much will they offer of their vigor and enthusiasm? Just imagine when boys do not have to stand in the box defending themselves, and sometimes they are trying to prove that they were not the aggressors. They could be humiliated and may even remain stigmatized, even if proven innocent. Just imagine how much more will these boys be able to offer society of their manly attitude and ability to dream and innovate and invent and produce. I wonder whether youth can make that simple comparison between the temporary and potential disruptive pleasure of inebriated nights out, with the far more lasting pleasure of engagement in the real life of achievement and creating the love and harmony that would enable the realization of the maximum potential all of us can provide individually or collectively. I have come across this quote from a Baha'i-sponsored United Nations-backed meeting, and I find that it better describes how I feel. It says, as inherent concepts of dominance and control are left behind, and the power of cooperation and unity of thought and action are embraced, capabilities inherent in youth surface and can be directed towards the common good. I would hope that you all, my dear listeners, would agree and say amen to that. I hope so. I hope that we all look ahead and pause to think, even for a moment, that we can all be so much more productive and service-orientated rather than narcissistic and all looking in the mirror and seeing the world as though it is just made for our personal pleasure and desires, in total disregard to all others. This may be extreme, but even the lesser degrees of this attitude can end up in failure to see the benefits of a society that is cooperating for the good of the whole, and in this way also achieving the good of the individual, that is, you and me. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.